Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
What's up, Team No T, and welcome back to Unwrapped. Thank you for joining me here once again at the intersection between pop culture and common sense. All right, family, we need to have a conversation. We throw around words online all the time. You see fascism, authoritarianism, martial law. But some folks, I mean, a lot of folks, don't know what those words really mean. And that's not me passing judgment. That is by design. The people in power count on us not knowing. So today I'm breaking down martial law. Not the movie version, not some action hero fantasy. The real thing. What it is, how it works, and why what just happened in LA should have all of us paying attention. So let's go. So, what is martial law? At its simplest, martial law is when the military takes control of civilian life. That means soldiers acting like cops, the Constitution suspended, regular laws pushed to the side, and military leaders making the decisions instead of judges or elected officials. And sometimes it's declared during natural disasters or extreme emergencies. Think Hurricane Katrina. Times when things are so chaotic that local government and officials there on the ground can't handle it alone. But, and this is important, martial law can also be abused. It's been used in American history to suppress protests, to control black communities, to attack labor movements, and to silence political opposition. So the problem doesn't lie just within martial law itself. It is who controls it, why they're using it, and who they're using it against. What we saw in Los Angeles this weekend, President Trump federalized the National Guard and sent 2,000 soldiers into the streets after the ICE raids there sparked protests. Not because the city was in flames, not because local officials called for help. It was about spectacle. It was about flexing, about showing America and the rest of the freaking world that any resistance will be met with soldiers. That's big martial law energy, y'all. Whether they are officially calling it martial law or not, it's the state showing up armed to deal with people who are unarmed. And history tells us it's never just about restoring peace. It's about control. Now, they'll tell you it's temporary. They'll tell you it's for your safety. But let me tell you a story about what safety has looked like in this country before. First stop, 1894, the Pullman Strike. This was a nationwide railroad strike. Workers had had enough of being treated like trash, low pay, long hours, unsafe conditions, company-owned housing that literally bled them dry, yada, yada, yada. So they walked out. And what did the government do? They sent in federal troops, thousands of soldiers, not to protect the workers, but to break the strike. And by the time it was over, 30 strikers were dead, dozens injured, hundreds arrested, all for asking, having the audacity to demand to be treated fairly. Now that's martial law. It's martial law right there. Our next stop will be 1968. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is assassinated. America explodes with grief and rage, and over 100 American cities rose up in protest. Not just black folks, even though it was a lot of black folks. People everywhere stood up and said, enough. So what did our government do? They rolled out over 20,000 federal troops into Washington, D.C., Chicago, Baltimore, and more. Once again, not to protect the grieving, not to calm the chaos, but to control the people. I don't give a fuck how they dressed it up. The message was, stop demanding justice or we will meet you with guns. And that brings us to something recent, something many of us saw with our own eyes. Lafayette Square, 2020. Y'all remember that? Peaceful protesters standing outside the White House, no fires, no riots, no looting. Just some people with signs saying Black Lives Matter. And what do you think they got? Rubber bullets, tear gas, police charging the crowds. Why? Why did they do that? Also, President Trump could have a photo op in front of a damn church holding a Bible upside down like a prop. Because that's what it was. This wasn't about security. That wasn't about law and order. That was political theater. That was spectacle. That was power flexing on the people. And if that feels familiar to what is happening in LA, good, because it should feel familiar. And the scariest part, it's always dressed up like protection, but it is control, full stop. It is silencing, and it's happened over and over and over again in this country's history. Now we're going to talk about why this matters right now and what we can do about it right after this.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
All right, y'all, before we keep it moving, let me take a second to show some love and handle a little bit of business. So if you're feeling what I'm doing over here on Unwrapped, from our occasional pop culture deep dive to real talk about what's going on in this world, make sure you subscribe so you never miss a drop. Want to take it a step further? You can support the show by becoming a patron over on patreon.com/TashaPierce. That's how I keep this thing independent and authentic. Plus, every dollar helps keep the mic hot, the research deep, and the content consistent. A huge shout out to my current patrons. You already know. I see you. I appreciate you. Thank you for riding with me. And if you want to keep the conversation going or drop a tip, a question, story, idea, you can always hit me up at tashaisunwrapped@proton.me. Also, come find me on Blue Sky. I'm at Tasha is Unwrapped over there as well. That's where I post updates, thoughts, and random nerdy-ish between episodes. All right, commercial over. Let's get back to it. This episode is supported by my bookshop storefront. It's called A Word to the Wise. And look, I've got whole reading lists on resistance history, on education, all that. Books they don't want in your schools. Books they don't want on your shelves. So grab a book from my bookstore, support indie bookstores, and help me keep bringing these stories to you. The link will be in the show notes. All right, let's get back to it. Look, y'all, I don't bring these history classes just for the sake of it. This is right now. If you're watching people justify sending troops into American streets over protest, you are watching democracy crack. And I'm telling you right now, it starts small. They never call it martial law until it is. And by the time it is, it's too late. So what do we do? I'm gonna need you to stay informed. Don't let anybody gaslight you into thinking that this is normal. This is not normal. I want you to support groups that are pushing back legally, peacefully. That's lawsuits, that's bail funds, that's legal observers. Talk to your people, especially the folks who don't quote unquote like getting political. They need this history more than anybody else. And then remember, organized people beat organized power. Period. They always have, they always will. They count on us for getting history, y'all. That's how they win. We ain't doing that here. Not on my watch. Unwrapped is about remembering and resisting. Now check the show notes for links to books to read about resistance, banned books, and more. And if this hit you, share it. We're going to need everybody in this fight. I love y'all. Love you, love you, love you. Stay sharp, stay free, but no tea. You deserve so much more than just tea. Thank you for hanging with me. I'll see you in the next one. Peace.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.